The real question, did you spray the fucking dough?
No, dude, I'm a trained, fucking classically trained chef. I would not spray dough with Lysol.
That's what I got in my head.
It's poison.
What did you do then?
I sprayed the outer package.
Was it one of those little tubes?
No, it is a pre-made dough. There are two of them, you buy it, and it's obviously wrapped in plastic.
Well,
it is. First of all,
I pictured you laying
reasonable
out the
dough, to believe that plastic
the thing
should
with
not
throwing a sauce on.
It's reasonable to believe that nothing should be able to get inside of the plastic that your food is contained in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So first of all, I don't think it's that crazy to spray your shit down before you bring it in your house. Second of all, it's alarming that it got through there, because what else can get through there if that can get through there?
It probably melted the plastic.
There's Corona all through there, all in that dough. They say Corona doesn't live on food, so I don't trust that, but I think you're good on that with the dough. The dough was probably safe.
I mean, if you cook it, I mean, it's one thing, but who fucking knows, man? Who knows?
What if you're eating a raw pizza?
Shouldn't do that.
Well, you ever eat them little Lunchables? It's basically like a little raw pizza, you know?
Those are crackers.
Yeah, but they don't really taste too good either.
I'm fond of their bad taste.
I am also fond of them, but I would not take one of these pre-made doughs here and just start fucking eating it without cooking it. You know how chewy and difficult that would be?
It'd be awful. I often thought about, what if they made a giant Lunchables pizza, like a full-sized? How far would you get through that before you never wanted to eat a Lunchable again?
Probably first couple bites.
Like, oh, actually, this is horrific.